It is March 1st, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown. She is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So what are you the most excited about?
Jersey Boys.
Guess the question.
She did guess the question.
If you all haven't heard, the Walton Arts Center Broadway season for 2013-14.
Already.
Holy
I know, it's
cow,
barely March.
Has been released.
Yep.
What's your vote, Antoinette?
I'm actually pretty pleased with the entire selection of what I saw. I'm excited to see Chicago on stage.
It's a good one.
Saw the movie, wasn't quite set on it, but I feel like if I saw it on stage, I would really like it.
I think I must be old because the two I'm most excited about are I Love Lucy and White Christmas.
Okay, well, that one too, because I was actually on the phone with my grandmother when I got the press release, and I was like, oh my goodness, I Love Lucy.
See, now I really feel excited. Old.
Oh, yes.
Well, and now I really feel old.
Well, No. My point is, we used to watch it together. I used to watch it with my grandmother, so I know what this is.
So this is good.
See?
Okay, here's the season. September 3rd through 8th, Jersey Boys. They say it is the most asked-for ticket. They think it is the most likely show to sell out.
Right. Okay. And please tell me, Jersey Boys,
it's about the Four Seasons, the musicians who became the Four Seasons.
And I know I've asked you this repeatedly, and everybody's always really excited about it.
They did songs like Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Ragdoll, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
This is the thing that I get confused with Million Dollar Quartet.
Yes, it
because
is.
Because they're people from Jersey Boys.
Right.
Yes. The
Precisely.
Cast.
Yes. Precisely.
Okay. Confusion. Done.
Yes. Which is what I was trying to get out. Yeah.
Thank you.
You just couldn't get the words out in between us. Okay. So it'll be fun. 2006 Tony Award winner for Best Musical. First time in Northwest Arkansas. November 19th through 24th, White Christmas. Irving Berlin classic movie. I think.
Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm. But
probably.
Who was the dancer? Was it Gene Kelly?
That would be my go-to.
I think there's a dancer.
We think so.
Okay. The vote is Gene Kelly. But this is new from Broadway. Songs like Blue Skies, How Deep is the Ocean, and of course, White Christmas. It's the story of two buddies putting on a show at a Vermont Inn and finding their perfect sweethearts.
That has
the
song
time.
Sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I like that movie.
I Love Lucy, February 4th through 9th. It's a musical. Here's the premise. You're a member of the studio audience.
Okay.
About to watch the filming of two very familiar I Love Lucy episodes.
Yes.
I don't see how, if you know the show at all, it could not be fun. March 11th through 16th, Chicago. April 1st through 6th, The Wizard of Oz.
Why,
With the songs from the movie.
Okay.
And new songs by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Really?
That wrote Evita?
Yeah.
Right. I know who they are, but when did they write the Wizard of Oz songs?
Why did they write new songs?
I don't know.
Wait, are these new songs
that
they wrote?
These are new songs that they wrote to go with the original songs. I assume it's kind of like Little Mermaid that there's probably a big sweeping theme.
Okay.
That they wrote.
Okay.
It's been on Broadway. I know nothing about it, but we'll find out come April. Okay, here's how tickets work. If you are already a season subscriber to the Broadway season, you can buy your tickets now.
Okay.
If you want to be a subscriber to the Broadway season but are not, you can pre-reserve your tickets now.
Okay.
And then I think the pickup date is in April sometime.
Okay.
In the summer, single tickets will become available.
Okay.
For individual shows.
Christina and I were talking about that earlier, trying to remember. It seemed like it was early for the season to be announced because I felt like we couldn't get a hold of tickets until like May or something.
Mm-hmm.
But this is for people that are already subscribers.
Okay. Or you can pre-reserve, which I'm not sure the difference between pre-reserve and buying. You still get them. So.
Well, maybe subscribers get better
first choice.
First choice, better seats or something.
But you can go ahead and do something that will acquire you a season ticket. You also get first access to these shows. Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, I'm excited about that one.
The Wonder Bread Years.
What is that one?
Do you know?
It's a comedy. I've seen and heard about it, but I don't know much about it.
Is it anything like The Wonder Years? Because I did like that show.
I think it is based on that time period.
Okay.
Moscow Classical Ballet's The Nutcracker. Broadway on Ice.
I saw that and was confused.
I don't know how we're getting ice.
Okay.
That's never happened.
I don't think. I've seen them do rain when Cirque, Eloise or something came a few years ago, and they had kind of it was a trilogy, and then I think the one I went to was specifically rain, and they were able to make it rain, and there was water that they slid across on stage. It was really cool.
Maybe something like that. Maybe, but I mean, this sounds like ice skating.
Right.
And if it's Broadway on ice,
maybe
it's ice
skating.
Well,
I mean, you have the ice skating rinks that people temporarily put up in like parking lots
and
stuff.
Yes, and I've seen it done at other venues, so I know that can be done.
Okay.
It'll be interesting.
Okay.
It happens next January. Maybe we'll just go outside.
Maybe.
And Ramsey Lewis and John Pizzarelli straighten up and fly right the Nat King Cole tribute, which is next April.
Oh, geez.
So there you go. Call the Walton Arts Center at 443-5600 to find out more. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the Dig In Food and Farming Festival is going on. The 2013 edition at the Global Campus on the Fayetteville Square. Classes for gardeners, films about farming. Fun for everyone who likes food.
All right.
You can find out more at diginfestival.com. Bentonville High School has shows up this weekend. A show called Every 17 Minutes, the Crowd Goes Crazy.
Yes, I got to go and hang out with them during a rehearsal.
Oh, you did.
I did, yeah, and it should be fun.
Did you see their student works, The Voices from the Halls?
I have. They were working on it. Is this the
It happens at the same
the piece
time.
That's going with the devised work that's going with it. They were working in the process of working on it when I went by.
If you think, why would I want to go see a high school production? Let me tell you that their drama teacher is Justin Schauer.
Exactly.
That should be all you need to know. 7 o'clock today and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday at the Arend Arts Center at Bentonville High School. Tickets are $5 to $7. Last weekend for Sons of the Prophet at Theater Squared. 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 and 7 Sunday. Last weekend for A Streetcar Named Desire at University Theater in Fayetteville. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. This is the Orchid Show weekend at the Botanical Garden.
Is it already?
If you want to ooh and ah.
I can't believe that either.
I know.
I know. 6:30 for the reception tonight. That's $10. The show and sale is 9 to 5 tomorrow and 9 to 4 Sunday. And that's $5 admission. If you think you're going to go there and buy orchids, I strongly suggest that you do it early.
Okay.
Because we moseyed in about 10 o'clock last year and there wasn't an orchid to be had.
That late. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so early. The last thing that I want you all to think about is getting on stage yourself.
Okay.
The Speak for Yourself open mic is 8 o'clock on Friday night, 8 o'clock tonight, at the Artist Laboratory Theater at Be Unlimited in Fayetteville. They want you to come and tell a story. No script, no attempt to be funny. Just come tell a story.
This is part of the Sheet Fort experience.
Yes.
They have kind of a month's worth of events lined up.
And I think it would be just really fascinating fun. You can find out more about that by calling Erica Wilhide at 405-535-6652 or check out today's What's Up, where there's all sorts of other goodies.
Okay. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hello, I'm Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday night beginning at 10 p.m. This Friday on Shades of Jazz, I will feature music that will be performed by artists that will be in and around our area. Particularly at the Walton Arts Center. We'll hear music from Dee Dee Bridgewater, Chris Potter, Christian McBride. We'll also hear from the Hot Club of Detroit and Jamie Owsley. This and much more, Friday at 10 p.m. on Shades of Jazz.